If you listening, you finally made it. Now the greatest movie you ever seen is about to play. Right before your eyes. Last Days.
In times, don't let Babylon break you. Don't let them break your soul.
In time, stay woke, is going down. Yeah.
We gonna wake up the tribes.
Mama willing. What you cooking?
Last Days.
What is up, beloved? We are back for another episode. I have just a few random, deeper, dark side points that I want to speak about for this episode. So I'm just going to freely speak and expose this darkness. So in my last episode, TPR 210, we were speaking about the children's show Danny Phantom. And specifically, we were speaking about the portal that is in that show Danny Phantom, which brings the phantoms, the ghosts, which are really demons and dark side spirits, into the world in that show, Danny Phantom and the Portal. And then so after I recorded the episode, I actually Googled Danny Phantom Portal, and I saw on some of the images and videos of the portal is that the portal itself has the infamous pedophile swirl drawn in the middle of it. Now, what is the pedophile swirl? That is the FBI released codes that have been shown to be used by pedophiles. One of them is the infamous swirl, which we've spoken about on this podcast series. I frequently expose this on my Twitter, which is at RyanMichael11, showing how anytime I see it on a Disney show or a Nickelodeon show or something like Danny Phantom, anytime I come across this and see it, I usually post it on my Twitter to expose it. Again, my Twitter is at RyanMichael11. So this is exactly why people cannot be watching television, and specifically can't be letting their children watch TV or movies, is because in specifically all of these children's shows, they are putting the most dark side, demonic, spiritually wicked things in all of these shows and movies, but especially in children's shows. And that's just another of the countless examples of the children's show Danny Phantom, the portal, which is dark side in its own way, which we spoke about in the last episode, has the pedophile swirl in it. You can also see Danny Phantom, that character himself, his ear has a little swirl in it. And in the show Fairly Odd Parents, I'm pretty sure Wanda, the fairy or whatever, has a swirl in her hair. You know, fairies also probably representing demons and dark side spirits, just like the phantoms are in Danny Phantom. But people really should understand how wicked Hollywood is, how wicked this world really is, that this is what our children are being shown from the second they are born. They are being bombarded with these dark side things in subconscious subliminals. And the earth truly is given into the hand of the wicked. And that's what people really need to understand. And people really think that this is just another conspiracy when it's an FBI released proof that this is a pedophile symbol. And then when you look through, this is why I always expose it on my Twitter, because you'll just randomly see a clip from an old children's show that you used to watch, like Danny Phantom or Fairly Odd Parents. Again, it's a children's show, and then you see the swirl right there. Another thing that I recently saw is that when there was this baby formula shortage, they said that majority of the formula is created by the Abbott plant. And then when you look up the logo for Abbott, it's the letter A with a circle around it. And the A, it's like the at sign on a keyboard. And the at sign is the pedophile swirl, because it's an A and then a swirl goes around it. It creates the swirl. Same exact thing of what the Abbott logo is. It's an A with a swirl. And again, they're making baby formula, children. So people really believe that this is a conspiracy when it's an FBI release proof that this is what is being used. And When you look up the Moana DVD cover, has two swirls or more swirls on it. When you look up any, I'm telling you, if you just see anything, whenever you're on social media or whenever you're, if you may be watching these shows or movies, I'm telling you, just start to pay attention to this and you will see it over and over and over again. Remember last year or whenever this was, when Blue's Clues or Steve from Blue's Clues or whatever came back after 20 years or whatever, he said he went to college or whatever and then he came back and everyone on social media was like, oh, this is the closure that we needed. Did you notice that in the background of the Blue's Clues on the couch, there's swirls all over it, pedophile swirls. Again, it's a children's show, and on the picture frame or all over the walls, and just look in the background of all this Blue's Clues stuff, you see the pedophile swirl. Even on the show Friends, on their picture frame or on their doors and just all over the place, you'll see the pedophile swirl. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. And it's just, there's so many examples over and over from the Abbott logo, from the Moana, from pretty much anything in Disney. Even when you'll see, I'm telling you, once you start to see this, you'll see people on social media who are posting on Instagram or posting on Snapchat that they're in Disney World. And just look at the background of the ride that they're on or the imagery that they're showing, you'll see swirls all over the place. This is why Disney World is so dark side and demonic. And people think that this is just silly, but as we covered in the last episode, darkness can be manifested through all of this symbolism or through symbols or through logos or through the portal or through the evil eye emoji, that blue circle emoji, which we covered and exposed in my last episode, as well as the episode called Emojis on this series. This is how demons and darkness create and bring more darkness into this world. And people think it's just, oh, it's just a logo, it's just symbolism. They're using this for a reason to bring darkness into the world. And this is why, for generations, people are so lost and so led astray. Because the second these children are born, they're being put in front of Disney movies and the TV, which is the Black Mirror, bringing demons and darkness into their lives, just perpetuating this darkness. And this is why you have to be vigilant, guarding yourself and guarding your children as well, literally being vigilant, not just being relaxed and nonchalant. And I've said on this series before how the Chipotle logo has the pedophile swirl in it. The Wegmans supermarket logo also has the pedophile swirl in it. And currently for the work that I'm doing, a lot of times I'm in Target. And I'm telling you, if you just walk by the like the toy aisle or even like the book aisle, when you walk by the book aisle, you will literally see children's books. And just look at the cover of some of these drawings and books, you'll see the swirl on it. Or if you walk past the toy aisle, just look at the box or the whatever these toys are, what the box that they come in, you will literally see swirls all over it. It's not by accident. It's because the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. And this should be one, like, this is one of the conspiracies that is so easy to prove. One, because it's an FBI released document showing what these symbols are, and you see it everywhere, from Disney World to the toy aisle to the children's books to children's movies to children's TV shows. I'm telling you, I'll just be living my life, going about my day. Oh, I see a clip of an old Nickelodeon show. Boom, pedophile swirl. I'll just be on social media. I'll see someone on vacation in Disney World. Boom, pedophile swirl. You just see it over and over and over again. And this should be one of the easiest ones to see, because it's just notoriously around children's things. And then you also see it in other areas like the Chipotle logo, the Wegmans logo as well. But I'm telling you, just take a walk through Target. You don't even have to, just walk past the toy aisle or walk past the book aisle and you'll see, boom, children's book, there it is. Or you'll see, oh, a children's toy, boom, there it is. Not to mention Panda is another symbol, and then you'll see pandas on children's things as well because of the panda eyes, very dark side and demonic. But there's all of the, and same thing with pizza, you know, Pizzagate, all the big conspiracy theory. But just continually you will see these signs and symbols being used, and it's not an accident, it's not a coincidence, it's not a conspiracy, it's dark side demonic activity bringing demons and darkness into our world, corrupting our children, because people are not being vigilant with the children, but people are just so nonchalant and they don't ever learn any new information, but they just think, oh, everything's innocent. Everyone's here. Like, we have to be vigilant in guarding ourselves, each other, and especially our children. So anytime you see these symbols with the mainstream, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. So when you see it in the mainstream, you know it's purposeful and by design. And then even just also in your regular life, like I've driven past like a local like dentist or doctor's office, and it'll say like pediatrician or children's dentist. And then you'll even see the swirl on something like that, something local, something not mainstream. And then you wonder, okay, well, was this done purposefully or not? This is what we covered in the last episode, is that if it's not from the Most High, it's from Satan. And in our world, if you don't have the spirit of the Most High, if you don't exclusively walk with the Most High and serve the Most High and have the spirit of the Most High, that means you are open up to dark side spirits. If you're not walking with the Most High, and if you don't have exclusively the spirit of the Most High, that means you are literally opened up to dark side spirits if you don't have the spirit of the Most High. So these people, if they're opening up a local dentist or a local doctor's office, if it could be by design if they know what they're doing, but if you want to say, okay, well, they don't know about it and it's just a coincidence or an accident, this is how it could happen, is these people who are opening up the local dentist or the local pediatrician, they're not walking with the Most High exclusively, because literally the majority of our people in our world are not walking with the Most High. They don't have the spirit of the Most High, so they are opened up to dark side spirits. The majority of people are. So when they open up these local businesses, all it takes, because they don't have a spiritual hedge, they're not guarded by the Most High, but they're opened up to dark side spirits. So when they're creating their logo or their sign or whatever, a demon can just go walk right up to them, get in their ear, make it seem like they're in, when they're looking at, oh, what font should I use? What logo should I use? And then their intuition, but it's really just a dark side spirit, because they don't have the spirit of the Most High. So then when they get their intuition, it's from a dark side spirit. So then Satan or a dark side spirit or demon will get them to say, yeah, choose this logo with the swirl in it, or use this font that has a swirl in it, because the demons know what this swirl means. They know spiritually what it means. Everything that happens in the physical manifests spiritually first before it manifests in the physical. So the demons know what the swirl means. And that these people don't have the spirit of the Most High. So the demons get in their ear, make their intuition say, yeah, choose this one with the swirl, or use this font with the swirl. And that's how it could happen on the local level as well. But I'm telling you, just to keep it simple, when you see repeatedly from Disney, swirl, swirl, swirl around children things, or you walk through Target past the toy aisle, swirl, swirl, swirl all over the place, or you walk past the book aisle and you see children's books, swirl, 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 this is how you can know that it's being done purposely. And then even on the local level, it's all being done spiritually. Everything that manifests in the physical happens spiritually first. And spiritually is where demons and Satan and dark side spirits are at. So they'll just get in someone's ear, make it, it'll feel like it's just their intuition when they're looking, oh, let this one looks good, because they don't know any better. They're not guarded by the Most High. They don't have a spiritual hedge from the Most High. So they're opened up to dark side spirits and demons, getting them to perpetuate this darkness spiritually. People do not understand the spiritual aspects of the world. And once you do understand the spiritual aspects of the world, you literally can't unsee it, and you will see it everywhere. You'll see it in Target. You'll see it in movies. You'll see it in Hollyweird, TV shows, all over the place. And as far as Target, the Target logo is demonic. One, it's an all-seeing eye, because it's a circle with a dot in the middle, all-seeing eye, just like the CBS logo. Target, not only is it an all-seeing eye, but Target also represents a phallus in the middle of a vagina, because it's a circle, which is a vagina, and then a dot in the middle, which represents a phallus. Esoteric, demonic symbolism, but again, people don't understand symbolism. They don't understand that these are ancient symbols of a circle with a dot in it represents a phallus in the middle of a vagina. It's an ancient symbol for this stuff. And that's what the Target logo is. So it's an all-seeing eye. It's also a phallus in the middle of a vagina. It's also representing the rings of Saturn. And Saturn equals Satan. And even just when you walk around in Target, they have like rocket ships, which are phalluses, and rings of Saturn in the children's section, like above where the children's section, you'll look up and you'll see a decoration of a planet of Saturn, Saturn equals Satan in there. So Target is actually one of the most demonic stores, one of the more demonic stores. And that's why they're selling products like we covered in the episode recently called Clean Products in Target and CVS, but especially in Target, they're selling toxic and poisonous deodorants and toothpaste and sunscreen. And then all the in the children's aisle, toys with pedophile swirls on them. In the just all kinds of darkness in Target. And again, everyone loves Target. They're always there for pleasure. Everyone loves going shopping at Target. It's a very dark side store spiritually. The Toyota logo is also rings of Saturn. It's also mocking Christ in the position that it is. It's like a three-pointed thing, which represents 666, the rings of Saturn. So what's crazy is from the Target logo to the Toyota logo, there's multiple meanings of these demonic logos and symbols. Like, again, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. So pretty much all the cars, and I've spoken about when I first came into the truth in season two, I have multiple episodes called Logos on this series, TPR, exposing dark side logos. And you can, like, literally, I'm tempted, I don't know if I would ever do this, but it's crossed my mind to literally just look at the list of every single car company and just expose literally all the car logos, because I've done some of them, but you literally could just go through, like, every single car, pretty much, and show what the demonic logo is, and the logos have multiple demonic meanings. Like, Toyota has two or three, at least, reasons of why that logo is demonic. Same thing with the Target logo. Multiple dark side things being depicted, and this is how demons are brought into the world, through logos that are on your clothes, on your car, the stores you go to, all around. And like I mentioned before, with the Wegmans supermarket logo, and on some of these, like I'm saying, when it's from the mainstream, like Target and Toyota, you know it's mainstream. And then even something like Wegmans, it's a chain. It makes you wonder, what is it done purposefully, or is a demon just getting in whoever's ear that's picking the logo, getting them to create it? It makes you wonder, and the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. So when it's in the mainstream, when it's stuff that you know is mainstream, you know it's purposeful and by design. And then even on the local, smaller level, you know it's at least spiritual, if not at the least. And then at the most, it's done purposefully on top of that, but at the very least, it's spiritual in all of these instances. And then one other conspiracy, quote unquote, that people have a hard time believing is about all the transgenders, hidden transgenders that are in Hollywood, in the music industry, everything like that. But these artists continually show and tell you that they are trannies, that a lot of them are transgenders, if not all of them, something we've spoken about a lot on this series in TPR season two and season three. But if you look at the Drake album, not the, his most recent one, but the one that came out before, which was called Certified Lover Boy, but it's really called Certified Boy Lover. Oh, and again, speaking of the pedophile swirl, when LeBron James, I'm pretty sure during the super lame scripted bowl, during the Super Bowl, or whenever it was, there was a LeBron James commercial where he was talking to his younger self, and I posted this on Twitter as well. And then at the end, they show a view from above, and on the rug on the floor has the pedophile swirl, which is for a boy lover. That's what the pedophile swirl logo means. But the Drake album is called Certified Boy Lover. That's what it really means. But people think, oh, it's Certified Lover Boy, but it's Certified Boy Lover. And just look at all the symbolism on that album. One, there's pregnant women on the front of the album, on the album cover for Certified Boy Lover Drake. He has the line that everyone was quoting where Drake says something along the lines of, you're a lesbian, me too. So Drake calling himself a lesbian. In the one music video, Drake had a big stomach walking around showing himself pregnant, just like how on the album cover, it's women pregnant. But in that music video, and again, this was a meme too of Drake walking around with a big stomach, showing himself as pregnant. Who gets pregnant? Women. He says he's a lesbian on that. And there's also a song that's called Girls Want Girls. Why? Because all the girls who lust after Drake, all the girls who lust after Harry Styles, all the girls who lust after MGK and all these weirdos in Hollywood, Satanists in Hollywood, they're actually lusting after hidden transgenders. So girls want girls because they're lusting after Drake and all these people. And Drake is saying that he's a lesbian. So, I mean, once you see it, once you have your eyes open, you cannot unsee it. And it's so blatant. This stuff is so blatant of Drake walking around showing himself pregnant, showing pregnant girls on the album art, has the line that everyone made a meme about of him saying he's a lesbian, and the song called Girls Want Girls, because all the people who are lusting after these Hollywood weirdos, it's girls lusting after other girls that they don't know are girls. And the people who are really men but pretending like they're women, like Cardi B and Dua Lipa and Sweetie and all these people, I mean, I don't even know how people listen to this music. And Meg Thee Stallion, a stallion is an uncastrated male horse. Meg Thee Stallion, which we've spoken about so many times, if you can't tell that's a man, when it talks, it literally sounds like a man. It doesn't even sound like a female. When it raps, when it sings, when it speaks, it literally sounds like a man. It looks like a man. And it has the name Megan Thee Stallion saying it's a man. But people will refuse to believe this because they don't want to find out that they were lusting after females that are really men. But when you look at Cardi B's face, when you look at Megan Thee Stallion's face, when you look at Dua Lipa and Sweetie and all these weirdos, you can tell that they're men. And I don't even know how people listen to this. Like, someone will post like an Instagram story of the Megan Thee Stallion song or a Cardi B song, and it's like a 10 to 15 second video. And if you hear what they're, I mean, I don't even listen to it, but if you hear, like, they're just like saying the most disgusting, like, how do people sit there and like bump a Megan Thee Stallion song, like, and be like, oh, like, the things that you'll hear in the 15 second clip, it's like, I cannot imagine and fathom how people literally listen to a 3 minute song of just the most disgusting words these people are ever saying. And yeah, I used to listen to the rap industry of Meek Mill and all this stuff, which was garbage and terrible. But I'm saying the female quote unquote rappers like Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B and all this stuff, like, how do people like sit there and say like, oh, this is good music, like talking about like just sex and like just disgusting. I'm telling you, in like a 15 second clip, like, you'll hear them talking about, oh my gosh, like just disgustingness. Like, it's just, this world is so lost. And like, all this stuff has been revealed to me and confirmed to me over and over. Like, I know the pedophile swirl is not a conspiracy. One, because it's an FBI release code. You walk through Target, you walk through by the toy aisle, you walk past the book aisle, you see something from Disney, you see something from Nickelodeon, you see something from Cartoon Network, children's show, Blue's Clues, Moana movie, over and over, any Disney movie, pedophile swirl, everything regarding children, swirl, pizza, panda, over and over again. You keep seeing it. Okay, boom, that's confirmed. Then with the hidden transgenders, Drake, oh, he's a lesbian. He's telling you. He's showing himself pregnant. He's showing you. He says girls want girls. He's showing you. They're telling you. So I'm not saying this because I feel like other people need to agree. I know the truth. And I'm trying to just show the truth. And if you can't handle the truth, then that's on your spirit. But this stuff has been shown and confirmed so many times. That's why I hardly speak about it now. But I'm like, you know, these points are so obvious, so I'll bring it out. But it's been shown to me. It's been confirmed to me. I know it. And once you see it, you cannot unsee it. And it becomes so obvious, so blatant. But people have such dark side spiritual holds over them that they cannot let go. They can't accept the truth. What's the famous line? You can't handle the truth. That's the truth. They put truth in Hollywood movies, and they also put disgusting subliminals in Hollywood movies. specifically for children. And one other point, as far as people not being able to accept the truth and just things being so obvious spiritually, this is completely different, but all the false religions like Christianity and Catholicism, it's a spiritual dark side hold that are on these people's spirits that will not allow them to accept the truth. And this is apparent by, like, I have someone who's really close to me in my life who, me and her were both Catholics, but now she cannot come out of Catholicism, even though I keep showing her over and over again the scriptures, the proof that Catholicism is a lie, but this person will refuse to come out of it, is because, and like, for example, in scripture, the Messiah says, do not call anyone father. What do they do in Catholicism? Call the pedophile priest father. Okay, so the Messiah says, do not call anyone father because you have one father in heaven. But then in Catholicism, they say, okay, we'll call the priest father. So it's a blatant discrepancy from what scripture says to what they're doing. Okay, then in the Ten Commandments, do not create any idols or graven images. You walk into a Christian or a Catholic church, what do you see everywhere? Statues, Jesus on the cross, statues, all this stuff, graven images, idols. Okay, so there's scripture, a discrepancy. Oh, they still can't see it. And I've done multiple episodes on this, exposing how Christianity and Catholicism is obviously a lie, but people can't see it. And then recently, this person said to me that at the church, if you want to dedicate a mass in somebody's honor, you have to pay like $15 or $30 or whatever to have them do a mass in somebody's name, right? So, like, and when I was taught, and I was like, oh, so they don't just do it out of the goodness of their heart? And she's like, no. And like, in that moment, you can see, like when I show this person over and over and over again the scriptures and just the obvious points of this, you can tell deep down they know, they can understand that the Messiah says don't call anyone father, and then they call the priest father. They can understand that that's what scripture says, and they're doing the opposite. But the spiritual hold will not allow them to say, you know what, Catholicism is a lie, let's give it up, because it's what they've known their whole lives. And it's what I knew my whole life, but I was able, glory to the Most High, to understand Catholicism is a lie and come out of it and accept that I was wrong and deceived and come out of it. And again, is that what the Messiah would do? If when the Messiah was healing people, working miracles, did he say, oh, it's $15 or it's $30 for me to heal you? No, obviously not. He did it for free. But in the Catholic Church, instead of just dedicating a mass to somebody, which caught, like, how do you need money to dedicate a mass to somebody? Couldn't you just say, this is in honor of Bob Smith? But they literally collect money to say, oh, this mass is dedicated to this person. And this is why, honestly, you can try to wake people up, you can try and show them the truth, but ultimately, like, if you can't, is that, the scripture says we're supposed to walk as the Messiah walked. Is that what the Messiah would do? Charge money to say, oh, this mass is dedicated to this person? So the Most High makes it so crystal clear of, in scripture, it says, do not call anyone father. And then in Catholicism, they call him father, the priest father. Then in scripture, it says, do not create any idols or graven images. And then in Catholic churches, there's graven images and idols and statues everywhere. The Most High makes it so simple and clear to see, but the spiritual holds. It's a spiritual reason of why people cannot let go and understand this. And the Most High makes it so simple. Like, once you step back, you can see that Catholicism and Christianity, false religions, are just that, false religions. And in Hollywood, the Most High makes it so easy because it's no exceptions. Every person in Hollywood, every person in Hollywood, from the music to the actors, they're all Satanists. They're all on the dark side. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. The Most High makes it so easy for us to just say, yes, it's all dark side, and here's how it's dark side. Very easy to see. If it was like, oh, half of them are good, half of them are bad, it would be hard because you'd have to discern. The Most High makes it easy on us. Catholicism is obviously a lie. You can bring out as many scriptures as you want. It's obviously a lie. Hollywood is obviously dark side. It's so easy to see. It's all of them, no exceptions. The Most High actually makes it easy on us once you finally take a step back and can put your ego aside and come into the truth. And even in Catholic and Christian churches, so what does scripture say? When you give alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Do it in secret so the Most High sees. But then in Catholic churches, when they're collecting the tithes or whatever, which again, just collecting money, they go around in front of everybody with the basket or with the plate to give your donation or whatever so that everyone sees. Like, but people in Christianity and Catholicism, they don't read scripture. And even when they're showed example after example after example of what scripture says and how Catholicism, Christianity is doing the opposite, they will not admit it and understand it because it's a spiritual hold. But I mean, you could go on for days about what scripture says and then Christianity, Catholicism literally doing the exact opposite, and people still cannot admit it and accept it. And one other dark side Hollywood puppet to expose is Jack Harlow. Again, this person came out of nowhere, probably a tranny as well, hidden transgender, just like Drake, because Jack Harlow says he wants to do stuff with Dua Lipa, who is obviously a man, Dua Lipa is. So that's either Jack Harlow's either a homosexual lusting after a man transgender who is Dua Lipa, or it's a tranny himself, Jack Harlow. And again, the feminization of males, Jack Harlow has a song called Nail Tech, and it says, "My nail tech knows how to keep a little secret." I wonder what the secret is. Maybe that he's a transgender hidden in disguise. They're telling you right there. But even if that's not the secret, it's feminizing males, because just like MGK and Lil Yachty painting their nails, Jack Harlow is saying, oh, he has a nail tech going to get his nails done. And then all the males in our society, oh, this song's a banger. This song is so good. And the new nail tech song by Jack Harlow. I mean, these people are going to get exactly what they deserve for idolizing these weirdos. Literally weirdos. And, oh, he has a nail tech. The nail tech knows how to keep it secret. I wonder what the secret is. Just like what we've spoken about before, Victoria's Secret. I wonder what the secret is. Is it that majority, if not all, of the Victoria's Secret models are men in drag, transgenders? I wonder what the secret is with Victoria's Secret. And I wonder what the secret is that Jack Harlow's nail tech knows how to keep. And again, it could not be simpler. Just like it's so simple to see that when scripture says, don't call anyone father, for you have one father in heaven, and then Catholicism calls priests, pedophile priests, father. It's so simple to see. It's the exact opposite of what scripture says. It's just about as simple to see as when Jack Harlow talks about a nail tech, or when Drake says he's a lesbian, or when Disney uses the pedophile swirl. It could not be easier to see the truth. But if you have a dark side spirit on your hold, if you have a dark side hold on your spirit, you will not be able to see it. And this is exactly why the dark side spirits are using logos, using the pedophile swirl, using Hollywood, using music, using TV, using movies and shows to bring these dark side spirits and demons into the world, so that people have such strong spiritual holds, dark side holds on their spirits, that even when they're shown and told the truth, they still can't see it or hear it or understand. And that's why the Most High in scripture says you need to have eyes to see and ears to hear. Otherwise, you'll look at it, you'll see it, and you'll hear it. But unless you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you won't really spiritually see it and hear it. And just one other example as far as a rapper telling us through its lyrics, this is Lil Uzi Vert, which again, his name sounds like Lucifer, Lil Uzi Vert. And I actually realized this lyric before I was even in the truth, before I even realized about all these trannies in the rap industry and how satanic and dark side it was. But in the Uzi Vert song called Now I Do What I Want, or Do What I Want, whatever it's called, there is a lyric, and I noticed this before I was even in the truth, but the lyric says, all these girls, yeah, they ride with us. I don't pay them no mind because I just want the bucks. So what is a buck? That is a male animal, like a male deer, whatever. I'll get the definition, but a buck is the male of some horned animals, especially the deer, roe deer, reindeer, and antelopes. So a buck is a male, just like a stallion is a male uncastrated horse. A buck is a male animal. And Uzi Vert says, all these girls, yeah, they ride with us. I don't pay them no mind because I just want the bucks, which a buck is a male. So he's saying, I just want the males. So of course, people will say, oh, he's talking about bucks. He's saying all he wants is money. He doesn't pay attention to females. But even before I was in the truth, like three or some or however many years ago, I used to listen to this song. And because it was always like, I feel like Uzi Vert, it was always like rumored that he might be gay or he might be bisexual or whatever. Like even just fans of him think that. So even when I was listening to this music, I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'm like, he's telling us right there. And I was like, oh, well, that's why like people don't know if he's gay or whatever. But I picked up on that it was a double meaning of on the surface. Oh, he's saying he just wants the bucks. He just wants money instead of chasing females. But what he's really saying is he doesn't pay any mind to the girls because he really wants bucks, males. So they're telling you straight up. And that's a clear example of it. And I even realized that example before I was even in the truth, before I even knew any of this. Because that one is very obvious. And something else that's very obvious as far as our society is the Statue of Liberty is a transgender. That's a man in drag. Lady Liberty, look at it. It's a man. And that's what it's supposed to be. So this is why it's the United States of Babylon, the United States of Sodom and Gomorrah, because the Statue of Liberty, one of the most recognizable symbols of this country, is a transgender, a man in drag, a tranny. That's what the Statue of Liberty is. So that's everything for this episode. I know it's dark. I know it's what people don't want to hear. This doesn't make people feel good, but ultimately, darkness needs to be exposed. And this is something that we've spoken about a lot, but I haven't spoken about it recently. And these were just really blatant things that needed to be exposed. So once you start exposing darkness and seeing the darkness, you can't unsee it. And it's better that way because then you can understand what is dark side and forsake it and rebuke it and expose it appropriately. So you're not continually being exposed to it because our society is being bombarded so much with this darkness. So once you can finally see it and expose it, that's how it's going to actually go away and you'll be able to clearly see. So I appreciate you for listening, my beloved. Stay strong. Expose the darkness out of your life. Help others see the truth, and most importantly, see the truth yourself, and it'll make a big difference. I appreciate you. I'm going to catch you next time, most high willing. Peace.
In times, don't let Babylon break you. Don't let them break your soul.
In time, stay woke, it's going down. Yeah.
Gonna wake up the tribes.
Howard, what you cooking?
Last days.